Okay, so let's see, item five?
Commissioners, item five is an update presentation on the ongoing rehabilitation efforts at Case Study House number 21, the Bailey House, Historic Cultural Monument number 669, located at 9038 West Wonderland Park Avenue. Mark Hadawi and Dave Binder are working on the project, and they are going to present this update for commission review and comment.
Yeah, it wasn't right there.
Thanks, Lambert. Hi, I'm Mark Hadawi.
And I'm Dave Binder.
You're Dom Lowe from Hightail? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I'm Mark Hadawi, and I'm going to present to you the proposed restoration of Case Study number 21, the Bailey House.
Okay.
The Bailey House was the first of two houses designed by Pierre Koenig for the Case Study program, organized by John Entenza, who was the publisher of Arts and Architecture. The Case Study program was a program to promote new ideas in modern living and building. And what you see is the cover of the first issue of Arts and Architecture that the Case Study House was photographed in. John Entenza published Arts and Architecture and documented these projects during the course of construction in the magazine. Here you see a course of construction image of the house on its site on Wonderland Park Avenue in Laurel Canyon, a small flat pad at the base of a hill, all steel I-beam construction on a grid 10 feet by 20 feet. There's a view from the property above. And again, another view. Interesting to note the foundation below the horizontal red steel at the bottom. Because the project was had a very small budget, the foundations for the house were minimal, and you'll see in part of the presentation some of what's happened over time based on that. There's a view of the foundation form with the rebar. There's a completed view of the house shot by Julia Schulman. The idea of the house was that it was sort of a repeatable environment rather than just being a house, that the hardscaping, which are steel C channels inset with brick, and the reflecting ponds that surround the house are essentially a part of the architecture, and that environment could be placed or duplicated in another location. There you'll see another shot from above, the house completed. The interior square footage of the house, just for note, is about 1,150 square feet, so it's a very small two-bedroom, two-bathroom house. There's a shot from the carport into the dining room to the left entry, and one bedroom to the right, which in its first use was used as an office. Another shot showing the reflecting pond leading to the office room. There's a color shot also by Julia Schulman in 1958. You'll see in the distance, and there are clearer pictures of the kitchen. You'll see in the distance a yellow GE kitchen, which was a kit kitchen, sort of a prefab orderable kitchen per, you know, the layout of the house. That's a view into the second bedroom from the back side of the house. You can see a little clearer the C channel framed patio with inset bricks.
It's buried.
another period color photograph by Julia Schulman. You'll see the reflective floor is an 1/8-inch vinyl tile. I actually lived in this house from 2002 to 2006, so I have sort of a unique insight into what works and what worked and what didn't work about the house as it was originally.
Are you the current owner of the house?
I'm not the current owner. No, I'm the house is now two owners from when I owned it, and I'm involved in restoring it for the current owner.
So you're a contractor?
I work as an architect. Dave is the contractor on the project.
Okay. But are you an architect?
I am not an architect.
Okay.
I work as an architect. That is a shot of the entry. An image of the from the kitchen out to the carport. A better image of the yellow GE kitchen looking into the exterior courtyard. So the central core of the house is a courtyard with a fountain that is open to the outside, surrounded by the kitchen, the two bathrooms, and the two bedrooms, all opening onto that open core. So when it rains into that area that's all tiled and has a drain in the floor. Black and white photo of the GE kitchen. Photograph of the entry leading into the living room. The partition between the living room and kitchen with sliding glass panels between the wood panel you see up above and the drywall panel you see down below for optional privacy. Another living room shot. Famous Julia Schulman shot of a model on the sofa and Pierre Koenig himself posing as the model at the stereo cabinet.
He's putting on some mood music?
Yeah, exactly. A shot of the core showing the fountain and tiled area with the drain in the floor and a bathroom in the distance, really being shot from the second bathroom through the sliding glass door. So those bathrooms are opposing one another. Gives you a Koenig illustration of the house as it was built. Floor plan. You'll see in some upcoming images the subsidence of the soils in the primarily in the living room, so in this area here, and what's being proposed structurally, which is to install an array of helical anchors through the center of the living room, creating a grid therefore a grid of grade beams over the helical anchors to support the living room and to prevent any further movement of the foundation, so that grid of I-beams will be tied into the existing foundation to stabilize it. Another plan view of the house. An illustration of the core of the house as it was built. So this is the first of series of photographs from the house taken in 1997 when the house was restored, owned at the time by Dan Cracchiola and restored by Pierre Koenig. You'll see here in this image the closet doors were replaced, they had been taken out and now replaced with not like kind, so these should be perforated pegboard, and in this image you'll see that they're solid masonite. This was the kitchen that they installed, which was a custom stainless steel kitchen rather than, I mean, the GE kitchen was gone, and I think due to budget constraints and their ability to reproduce the original kitchen, used stainless steel kitchen, which was also sort of a material that was commonly used in that time. Another picture from 1997 of the kitchen and dining room. A picture from 1997 of the living room with the carpet insert, which was typically white but black in this owner's tenure. This is a picture from my time in the house of the first bedroom showing the non-perforated sliding doors. This is an image of the subsidence of the soil in the living room. So the soil when the house was built would have been just below the slab, so right where I'm moving the cursor at the top of the grade beam. And that, when we removed the slab, is what we found. It's about 18 inches below.
Wow.
The top of the slab, the bottom of the slab.
So that picture is showing the slab removed, and then that's what you found?
That's exactly what we found underneath. Yes.
Where'd it go?
It slid underneath the foundation.
So it's actually moving downhill.
Yeah. So by installing the helical anchors, the helical anchors are essentially a less invasive way to do what a pile would do without drilling. A helical anchor is exactly that. It's like a drill or a drill bit or an auger that's set in with a certain amount of tension and driven into the ground until it reaches bedrock.
It's like a dead man.
Exactly. And so so we're able to install those with the 8-foot ceiling in 2-foot sections that just keep linking them together until it hits resistance, and then those would be used to pour the grade beams over and create the foundation. So the idea is to essentially stabilize the house and prevent any further slippage. The house has, in the most severe area, moved from its original elevation 2 inches, so that will not be rectified, although it will be stabilized. So we won't.
How much more time do you need?
Just so I can wrap it up in a couple minutes, if that's. In the end, our intention is to stabilize the house, rebuild the kitchen as it was in 1958 with a GE kitchen in yellow. So we'll customize that to make that look the same, and preserve the house as it was built in 1958.
And you're working with Lambert, mm-hmm. And you're good with this?
Yes, I'm good with the approval.
Okay. So is this an information only presentation?
It is information. I don't know if you want to talk about the floor change to terrazzo. That was another change they wanted to propose.
Sure. Yeah, so the original floor in the house, white vinyl, 1/8 inch thick tiles. The client wants a floor that's more serviceable and of higher quality. So we're proposing a white terrazzo floor, which would also leave the ability for someone in the future, if they wanted a completely accurate restoration of the house, to add the vinyl on top at 1/8 inch thickness.
Yeah, so in essence, a white vinyl and white terrazzo is kind of like, the white vinyl is trying to be white terrazzo.
On a budget, sure, exactly. I think what we like about that idea is that, you know, it leaves the option to add that if one wanted to. So if someone in the future had the house and wanted to really, you know, be 100%
purist about it. I'm sure Koenig would have preferred white terrazzo originally if he could afford it, or if he could have it in the budget. Right?
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have more images, Mark, that you want to show?
I think That's just another image. You can see to the very right there where the soil actually went underneath the foundation. There's sort of a dark hole to the right. And that's it.
Well, and I think just to clarify for the commission's benefit, this started as a bit of a kind of preservation issue because work started on the removal of the 1997 kitchen without any review. So there was a little bit of concern in the community that work was taking place without proper review or approvals. As the team kind of got into it, they did contact us to review, and I think the scope of work suddenly grew to deal with these structural issues. But I think the totality of the project, just so it's clear to the commission and the audience, is essentially making these structural upgrades to reinforce the foundation, putting back the concrete slab, reforming the pools that are an integral part of the design of the house to make those, you know, waterproof and stable. I think there's also plans to restore some of the finishes, the closet doors that have been changed over time. There's also a plan to refurbish the original sliding doors, which again are a very important component of this mm-hmm. project. So I think that summarizes the totality of the scope of work. The current approvals that they have were for the slab removal. They'll finish the structural plans. Those will go into plan check and permitting, and then the rest of the construction will continue. So I think we can, you know, certainly provide updates as needed to the commission.
Okay. Is the roof material two-by decking?
It's corrugated steel.
Oh, steel decking.
1 foot width that has a interlocking channel.
Barry?
And just, I've been meeting with Lambert and Mark as they've sort of gone through this process. And I want to commend Mark on the thoroughness of which he sort of investigated the problems. I think one of the first images you showed of the house sitting on the hillside with a, you know, I always imagined this house having not seen it as being on a flat level site, and it's not.
Yeah.
It's a fairly severe hillside, and obviously the retaining walls weren't adequate to retain all the dirt required. So there's also some settlement in the pools around the house. One of the other things that they're doing is actually waterproofing the pools so that they don't deteriorate the edge of slab, which has also happened. So I think they're going to a fairly major extent in restoring what the house was and what Koenig's intention was.
Okay.
There has been some discussion about the white terrazzo versus the white tile. I think your proposed solution of allowing for the provision of white tile in the future should some owner decide to do that is a good solution to it. Obviously, it was built originally with a less expensive material, and sort of the upgrade, I think, is appropriate to the work. So I'd like to, do we need a motion on this, or is this
no,
just
I don't think we need a motion unless the commission has specific thoughts, but otherwise,
I think it's going in the right direction.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks. Dan, do you have something?
No, it just says motion required on the...
No, that language relates to if the commission wants to make a specific recommendation, then you're allowed to. Under a motion.
Okay, thank you. Good
work.
Thank you.